The Arizona Corporation Commission could lose some of its investigative authority under a bill state lawmakers are considering. The House gave the bill preliminary approval yesterday and would scale back utility regulators' ability to get documents from private companies. With us for more on this and even more stuff is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Mr. Fisher, good morning.
Good morning. Another fine day here at the Capitol.
Always fine when we get a chance to talk with you, Howie, of course. So I think initially, if people hear Corporation Commission and investigative powers, they think this must be related to APS in some way. And yet, based on your story, it doesn't appear to be. What's going on there?
No, the Corporation Commission, as we all know, mainly involved with utilities, but they also have a whole division that regulates securities. This is sort of our own version of the Federal Securities and Exchange Commission. Essentially, if you're selling shares, whether it's official shares or something else, you are subject to state regulation. This is a probe that apparently goes back several years involving a Chandler firm, and Securities Division, while they won't provide a lot of details, obviously asked some questions of the firm in terms of their books, their records, probably wanting to find out if they're doing anything that's, to use a strictly legal term, unkosher. The company doesn't want them to be looking at that. In fact, the company even went to court to try to block it, and the judge said, there's no danger to you. You know, you're not under investigation. So now we've got a fight between one company and the Corporation Commission. And so the legislature, at least the Republicans, say, let's change the law and give companies more power to say no. And those are our secrets. And you have none of that business. And we can stop you until you get a judge's order to go ahead and proceed. And that's what this is all about.
Howie, one other intriguing part of that particular story for me was the reaction, at least based on folks you had a chance to talk to or hear from. How do the commissioners themselves feel about this? It looked like Andy Tobin has changed his mind.
Well, this is one of those wonderful things. Depends on what time of the day you're asking. The commission, all five members of the commission voted to oppose the bill. Then Commissioner Andy Tobin said, well, the staff didn't really explain to me what it's all about, so I'm okay with the bill. Then Commissioner Boyd Dunn said, well, here's my thing. If you change one provision of it, I'll be for the bill. But for the moment, I'm not. However, that still leaves three members of the five-member commission who are opposed to it. And, you know, of the three that are opposed, two are Republicans, but that still didn't convince the Republican-controlled legislature to back down.
Howie, let's talk about another issue that has been percolating at the Capitol for a while. And for this one, I'll need you to put your phone down for a minute. It's the issue of texting and driving. Arizona is, of course, just one of a few states that doesn't ban this. The Senate has actually passed a few bills dealing with texting while driving, but they're not really moving through the House. What's going on with that?
Well, this was always going to be an uphill fight. You know, this is a state, as you point out, there's only basically two states that don't have a full-scale texting ban. It took us decades to get one that applies to new drivers. And that's the folks who, you know, in the first 6 months of their license. And then you're free to text and drive, unless, of course, you're living in a city that prohibits it. There's a lot of feeling among some lawmakers that this is nanny state provision. That if, in fact, all you're doing is texting and driving and you're not endangering anyone else, whose business is it? You know, is it, you know, there are even some Democrats who have concerns that somehow this is going to be used as a pretext to stop people for the crime of driving while brown. And we've got a long history of that in the state, too. So this is one of those uphill fights because the question becomes, who is it hurting? The other thing that's hurting this bill in some ways is a companion bill being sponsored that would ban, quote unquote, distracted driving. And that one isn't aimed specifically at texting, but it says if you're doing something you shouldn't be doing in a car and it affects your driving, then you can be pulled over. And folks are saying, well, what's wrong with just simply doing that rather than making the simple act of texting illegal? The other piece of this, as we know, is the same fight that we've had over seatbelts. Do you allow primary enforcement? In other words, should a cop be able to pull somebody over simply because he sees that person with a phone in his or her hands? What we have for seatbelts and what some folks want on this is what they call secondary enforcement. In other words, if you stop someone for some other legitimate reason and it turns out they were texting and it turns out they weren't wearing a seatbelt, only then you can issue them a ticket. So this comes down to a lot of philosophical and a few practical concerns.
Howie, we heard from State Senator Kate Brophy McGee, who sponsored at least one of the bills that would specifically ban texting while driving. And she said, you know, there are a lot of people who have come to me and said, I want to amend this, and I'm saying no to all of that. Do you get the sense that she's going to win on this, that there will ultimately be a bill to ban texting while driving going to the governor at some point?
Well, this is one of those issues that lawmakers struggle with all the time. Do you take a partial win? In other words, secondary enforcement to at least get something on the books, and then you work with it again. That's what happened with teen texting. You get a partial win, and then you can move on. But the fear, I think, of people like Kate Brophy McGee is folks will say, oh, we've solved the problem. We don't need to deal with it anymore. So at some point, as we get to the end of the session, and Lord knows, I hope we're getting close, they're going to have to decide, you know, the sponsors and the supporters are going to have to decide, do we take what we can get, or do we hold out and help the pressure build? And there are things that build pressure. Obviously, you know, we lost a police officer earlier this year. That helped push the bill along. But can you count on that every year? And can you count on that pressure going on and on? And that's a tricky political calculation.
All right. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services, keeping the pressure on state lawmakers to hopefully wrap up their session soon. Howie, thank you as always.
You're very welcome. And no, I'm not declaring for president this week.